Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, An American Sickness, How Healthcare Became Big Business and How You Can Take It Back, is a 2017 nonfiction investigation by physician and journalist, Elizabeth Rosenthal. The book examines how the United States healthcare system evolved from a service model centered on treatment into a complex marketplace shaped by hospitals, insurers, drug companies, and other profit-driven actors. Rosenthal combines reporting, policy analysis, and patient stories to show how pricing, billing, and insurance practices often leave consumers confused and overcharged. Rather than treating healthcare dysfunction as a mystery, she frames it as the predictable result of incentives that reward volume, complexity, and opacity. The book also aims to give readers practical tools for navigating the system more carefully, while pointing toward larger reforms that could make care more transparent and affordable. It is both a diagnosis of systemic failure and a guide for readers who want to better understand where healthcare costs come from and how those costs can be challenged. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how profit incentives reshaped American medicine. Rosenthal argues that American healthcare no longer behaves like a traditional public service, but like a large commercial industry. Hospitals, physician groups, insurers, and pharmaceutical companies each respond to financial incentives that reward revenue growth rather than patient outcomes. This shift helps explain why services are often priced far above what patients expect and why unnecessary complexity has become so common. The book is not simply saying that some actors behave badly. It shows that the structure of the system encourages business logic to dominate clinical judgment. That distinction matters because it moves the problem beyond individual misconduct and toward the deeper rules that govern care delivery. By tracing this commercialization, Rosenthal gives readers a framework for understanding why reform is so difficult. The issue is not one isolated failure, but a network of incentives that reinforce one another across the entire system. Secondly, opaque pricing and billing as a core source of patient harm. A major focus of the book is the lack of clear pricing in American healthcare. Patients rarely know the real cost of a procedure, test, hospital stay, or prescription before receiving it, and the final bill often arrives with little explanation. Rosenthal shows how this opacity is not accidental. It is part of a system in which different players can charge different amounts, depending on contracts, networks, and negotiated rates. That means the same service can vary dramatically in price from one setting to another, with no simple way for patients to compare options. The practical effect is that people are pushed into making medical decisions without the information they would normally expect in any other market. Rosenthal treats this as a structural problem, not just an inconvenience. When prices are hidden, consumers cannot discipline the market, and the market has little reason to become fairer or more efficient. The book therefore links transparency directly to accountability and affordability. Thirdly, insurance networks and administrative complexity as barriers to care. Rosenthal devotes substantial attention to the insurance system because it often determines what care is available, where it can be received, and how much the patient must pay. Network rules, prior authorizations, narrow coverage choices, and shifting formularies can all interfere with timely treatment even when a patient has insurance. The book presents insurance not as a simple protection against risk, but as a major source of uncertainty and friction. Patients may assume coverage means security, yet the system frequently exposes them to surprise bills, denied claims, or expensive out-of-network charges. Rosenthal also shows how administrative layers consume time and resources without directly improving care. This matters because the burden is not only financial, but also procedural and emotional. People must spend energy deciphering paperwork, appealing decisions, and verifying coverage at every step. By highlighting these barriers, the book explains why access problems persist even within a highly insured society. Fourthly, the patient as an informed consumer, not a passive recipient. One of the book's most practical ideas is that patients need to approach healthcare with more skepticism and preparation. Rosenthal recommends that people ask about necessity, price, network status, and alternatives before accepting tests or treatments. This does not mean patients should become their own doctors. Rather, they should understand that the system often rewards overuse, and that informed questions can reduce waste and avoid unnecessary expense. The book provides a consumer-centered survival strategy because many readers cannot wait for structural reform before facing a medical bill. This emphasis is important because it gives agency to readers without pretending that individual caution can fix the entire system. Rosenthal is careful to show the limits of consumer choice in a distorted market, but she still argues that knowledge can protect patients from some of the worst financial harms. The underlying message is that participation in healthcare requires vigilance, not blind trust. Lastly, system-level reforms that target bargaining power and price control. Beyond personal advice, Rosenthal outlines policy directions that would change the structure of healthcare costs. Her suggestions include stronger government bargaining power, more standardized fee structures, and reforms that would limit the ability of providers and drug companies to charge uncontrolled prices. These ideas matter because they address the market conditions that allow excess costs to persist. The book makes clear that consumer behavior alone cannot solve a problem built into the rules of the system. Instead, Rosenthal points toward reforms that would create more predictable prices and reduce the leverage of powerful institutions. She presents these ideas in practical rather than ideological terms, focusing on what would actually lower costs and improve access. This gives the book a distinctive balance. It is critical of the status quo, but it also offers a policy-oriented path forward. The emphasis on bargaining power and national standards shows that affordability depends on changing how prices are set, not just on telling patients to shop harder. In conclusion, An American Sickness is best suited for general readers, patients, caregivers, healthcare workers, and policymakers who want a clear explanation of why the U.S. healthcare system is so expensive, confusing, and difficult to navigate. It is especially useful for readers who have already felt the effects of surprise billing, network restrictions, or unclear pricing and want to understand those experiences as part of a broader system rather than isolated bad luck. The book offers two kinds of value practical guidance for avoiding some common financial traps and analytical depth for understanding the structural forces behind them. What makes it stand out among healthcare books is the combination of investigative reporting, policy critique, and consumer advice. Rosenthal does not treat healthcare dysfunction as an abstract policy debate. She shows how incentives affect ordinary patients in concrete ways. Compared with books that focus only on reform proposals or only on personal stories, this one connects system design to everyday consequences. That makes it a strong entry point for anyone seeking both diagnosis and direction. If you would like to support Elizabeth Rosenthal, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.